All right, let's talk about making Instagram the place where everyone contacts you. This is a tip that I give out when I'm on webinars or videos and stuff, and people love it. Let's talk about it. You know, I like to make Instagram, you know, I do it here. I like to make Instagram the place where you contact me. I don't give you my email address. I mean, you can have it if you want it, todd@todd.live. It's not that I don't want to give it out. It's just that I want to make it easy on you. And that's easy. It is. But it's easier just to say, find me on Instagram at todd.live. And why do I do that? Because it earns you followers. It brings people over to a platform that I use on a regular basis. It's just where I am. If you want to contact me, it's where I am. And I like to make that the place where everyone contacts me because Instagram's a real pain in the ass to grow. It's a real pain in the ass to succeed there. And, you know, anything that you can do, and it's a great platform for communicating with people. The private messaging there is good. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. The content generally is good. The responses that people get, and it just makes sense. This is going to be a short episode because I don't feel like I have to explain this. I don't feel like I have 10 minutes worth of convincing you that Instagram's the place to be where everyone contacts you. This should be obvious. And think about it. And for privacy reasons, right? You're already there for your audience and for people to contact you anyway, so it makes sense. But your text messaging in your private phone, your cell phone, is not necessary. You don't give your phone number out to the world on the internet, but you'd give out your Instagram account, right? So for privacy reasons, it makes sense. And that way, you're only bothered by people that find you in YouTube and LinkedIn or wherever, and you're telling them, go find me on Instagram if you want to contact me. When you go into Instagram, you know what you're going to get. That's where people that are out there that have decided to contact you, that's where they're going to do it. And you've approved that. And it's kind of a safe place for that, right? You don't want people calling you on the you give your phone number out and people start calling you, leaving you messages, and, you know, it starts getting ridiculous. But Instagram is a great place as a hub for people to contact you and for you to build your community and to grow your relationships with people. We're going to talk about private messaging tomorrow because that's kind of part of this, using the private messaging in as your iMessage, in a sense, or whatever it is they call it in Android, in your social media. Instagram private messaging is wonderful. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Today, this is it. I mean, we covered it. We'll see you tomorrow.